This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It is the Frank Fontana Show happening here today, but he's going to be in a remote location at this time because I know he's spending some time with his family. It's David Miranda, his usual producer here in the studio today. After Frank Fontana, he's going to make a special announcement today, actually. And then we're going to have Adam Sager, which is with Wine Cellars Vice President. And we're going to talk about spring wines. I know that with this weather, I know it's 10 degrees below. Normally it has to be about 10 degrees warmer, but it is spring already. And it's great to see the Shamrock Shuffler, the Shamrock 8K that's already finished, and we're watching a lot of people here outside the studio at the WGN Showcase Studio with their tutus, wearing all green and in the spirit. And I love it because a lot of people do it for many different reasons. Some people, they want to fight cancer, they want better research for different sicknesses, and I wish I could have been out there joining them, but it's too late. I'm actually here in the studio for the next couple of minutes. Let me see if we do have Frank Fontana, because he actually has a competition, and you guys can find more information on frankfontana.net about what he's about to announce right before we have the Wine Cellars LTD here in the studio. I'm actually doing a Facebook Live as well, David Miranda Chicago. That is my page where you can get information about WGN Newsroom and everything I do here. Not only the newsroom, but Frank Fontana Show, and covering various shows. Like today, I was working with Dean Richards. It's the first time I got to work with Dean Richards as his producer. Normally, we're at events, at parades, or I'm calling in, or I'm doing a special report for him. But today, for the very first time, I was a producer for Dean Richards, because Frank Fontana is actually taking the day off today. Well, not even the day, Frank, because it would have just been like a couple minutes here on the air, right?
Thanks for filling in. How are you?
Very good. I'm looking at all these people in green walking around the studio, and I love it because there's a lot of sun, even though it looks chilly out there. What are you up to? What are you going to announce for us? Because I know you talked briefly about it in a couple shows back, but now it's official.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to kick it off. First of all, thanks for filling in real quick. I had my daughter's birthday weekend this weekend. I just came back from out of town, so I spent a little family time. So the big contest, it is all about the meatballs, baby. So if you remember a couple weeks back, we had a celebrity chef, Jamie Laurita, on the show. He brought in some what I thought was the most amazing meatballs I've ever had. And so that sparked the conversation of meatballs. And we talked for an hour on meatballs, so much so that the amazing audience listening said they want to be a part of it. So we're launching the official Frank Fontana Who's Got the Best Balls contest.
Yeah, you know what? Your kids couldn't let them go. I remember that time when Chef Laurita was here. Your kids would not let them go.
Yeah, it was it didn't even make it to the car. Let's just say that. There were seven meatballs, two kids, and they were gone. But so here's how you can play. We already had a couple emails. I want folks to head on over to the Frank Fontana Creative Facebook page. It's Frank, if you just go to Facebook, put Frank Fontana Creative. Mm-hmm. And here's what you got to do. Two simple things. Post either a video. Video would be better. If you posted a short video, 1 minute or less, of you making the meatballs, and or a nice little photo montage of the process, a little story, a blurb on the history of your meatball. Is it your mother's? Is it your grandmother's? Is it your recipe? Has it been passed down for generations? And what does it all mean for you to cook on a Sunday afternoon?
Or maybe it's an invention, something new.
Totally. And what we'll do is the best three stories that we'll narrow down will be chosen to come in studio with their cooked meatballs to have a live meatball tasting competition with a group of celebrity judges that'll be live in the studio. But first off, we got to kick it off by getting the submissions, getting the videos and photos up on Frank Fontana Creative on Facebook. Post them on there, share them, and we'll make sure that we get this contest rolling in the next couple weeks.
Great. So frankfontana.net is where you can get more information, right?
Yes, sir.
This is the Frank Fontana Show. It's actually a short show today. It's 1:22. I know everybody's getting ready for family activities or maybe unwinding after the Shamrock Shuffle, but we're actually getting ready for some spring wines, because that's what we are all about. We have to get ready, and we actually have Adam Sager with us. It is Sager, right?
Sager.
Sager. just like Frank Fontana, I like to ruin everybody's last name. Yeah, you're the vice president and son of the owner, Yale Sager, right?
Yes, correct.
Thank you so much for visiting. You come a couple times a year, and every time you come, you bring us something very different. And today, you have something that I have not seen in the past. It's a little compact. Is this like for you to carry to the park or carry to the concerts?
Yeah, it's a four-pack can of wine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, today I thought I would bring some convenient wines for spring and summer. You know, convenience over convention. Mm-hmm. So I've got some four-pack canned wine. Mm-hmm. You're holding the rosé over there, which is an organic rosé from Italy called Tiamo. And this brand Tiamo is all about canned wine.
Tiamo, like I love you, Tiamo.
I love you in Italian, correct. Yeah, Tiamo. Play on Tiamo. I have a red and a white as well. And these canned wines are great for spring and summer because, you know, you want things that are convenient, things you can carry around to picnics, going boating, going hiking, going to a music concert. This size and this format is perfect for on the go in spring and summer.
Yeah, especially all these live shows that happen in the summer here. It is spring. You know, a lot of people approach the arrival of spring with the spirit of renewal and the change in the season. So it influences what we do, so we can just sip on and create some change, some attitude, and call it a day, because you know you have more light normally during the spring and summer, so you get more time to enjoy, right?
More time to drink wine.
Yeah, and it's just around the corner where we're gonna have a hot weather, so might as well just pop some corks or twist a screw cap and explore the world of wine.
Or you can pop the can, you
know? Yeah.
So, I mean, beer comes in can. Now mm-hmm. wine comes in can as well. It's lightweight packaging. Mm-hmm. So there's a greener aspect to it, more sustainability. Because it's lightweight, it's less expensive to ship. Mm-hmm. So there's less shipping costs, which make the product less expensive and less impact on the environment as well.
Yeah.
It's recyclable, more easily recyclable than glass bottles.
Let's get a taste of it. You know what? Yeah. I very much need it today because I've been here since very, very early.
So I opened the rosé. So mm-hmm. this is a 375 ml can. So it's a half a bottle. A typical bottle of wine is 750 ml, mm-hmm. milliliters. So this would be like two servings or two glasses of wine. So you can have two glasses on your own, or you can share with your friend, your spouse, whatever you might be doing. You might be out on a boat with friends. Mm-hmm. Easily chillable. You can just throw it in the cooler with where you have all the canned beer. So it's just a very, very convenient format.
You know, I love when you visit us because we will never get bored of wine drinking at all. Normally in the summer, the food is a little lighter, mm-hmm. You know, because in the winter, we're always eating all these donuts. In the cold, we tend to eat a little bit more. What about food pairing with these wines?
Yeah, I mean, the wines tend to get lighter as well in the summertime. Mm. So you drink, like, rosé is when, spring and summer is when you drink rosé. Rosé pairs great with lighter, you know, foods, fish, mm-hmm. salads, you know, light. Pastas, things like that. I brought a couple of other wines as well. I bought another rosé in a larger format bottle. That mm-hmm. comes in a 1 liter format. So if you're, you know, also in the spring and summer, you're entertaining more, especially here in Chicago. You're outside more. You're having more barbecues, more friends over, more family over. So a larger format bottle is a convenient way to save money and to serve a lot of people. So that's a rosé called Innovación. Produced by Santa Julia.
Innovation?
From, yeah, like innovation in Spanish. Innovación. Uh-huh. So that comes in a 1 liter format. So this has 33% more wine in the bottle than a typical 750 ml bottle.
And you know what? This is from Mendoza, Argentina, yes. Where they say that the grapes are the best, or one of the best places for grapes,
yep.
for
yep.
wine.
Very high. It's a high altitude climate. Mountain wines, we call them. They have over 320 days of sunshine a year. So it's just a great, great place to grow grapes. Great weather. Very fresh, fresh grapes. They're known for Malbec. This is a rosé made from the Malbec grape.
Where can people find your wines?
Yeah, the wines I brought today are pretty readily available around the area. So most retail stores have them. Whole Foods is a great customer, especially for this innovation brand.
I did put your link on our Facebook, David Miranda Chicago, on my Facebook page, David Miranda Chicago. Thank you so much, Adam. We will enjoy these wines, and hopefully you come visit us pretty soon with some innovation, another innovation wine.
Thanks for having me.